Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation on the Pop Culture News and the Research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Hancock 2?
Exciting news.
This is the most exciting news we've announced, and we're announcing it in, I reckon, like 40 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Movies finally are back.
Since we talked about Avatar Lost, this is the most excited I've been for movies since.
So earlier this week, or last week, depending on when you listen to this episode,
or maybe 6 years from, like six years ago.
Or maybe you're
six
just...
6 years from now.
In the before four, if you're listening to this episode, you know, a post-collapse. Will Smith.
If you just want to like catch up on this episode on the, you know, you're in line to watch Hancock 4.
Yeah.
You want to listen back to when Baseless Speculation first announced Hancock 2.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Because baby, they're doing it.
They're doing it.
Earlier this week, or 6 years ago, or in the before four, you know, as
when
we're talking.
Times.
Will Smith popped up on an XQC live stream, which is funny already.
Sorry, quick question before.
Don't ask me who XQC is.
How do you know?
Yeah. It's not for you.
Okay.
Some things are not for Joel Zahn.
Hey, not for me.
Yeah. Live in ignorance.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah, look, he's a Twitch streamer.
That's more than I want to know.
No, but you were going to ask, and then I'm giving you enough.
I found out it's not for me, and I accepted this.
I think it's lovely in this day and age to find out something's not for you.
Yeah.
You know? To get rid of that mental load.
Gone.
During the stream, Will Smith said this. There's a really cool Hancock 2 idea. We haven't even talked about it.
When he says we,
does he mean him and
Peter Berg and Jason Bateman?
No, he means we as in Baseless Speculation.
Yeah.
Baseless Speculation hasn't even talked about it.
Yeah.
You're right, Will. We haven't, but we're doing it now.
It's finally
happening. I'm going to give you one little piece. Zendaya is being approached for a role in Hancock 2.
Obviously, calling it early, daughter of Hancock.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, obviously you want to be, like, daughter of Hancock. Mm. Now, knowing Hollywood rules, how old is Zendaya? How old is Will Smith? Could they be a second wife?
Oh, goddamn.
Will Smith would be 50.
Yeah. If not older.
Place your bets. How old? I'm going to say 56.
I reckon 52.
Okay.
Jackson has absolutely he thread the needle.
Willard
Carroll Smith II was born on September 25, 1968, making him 56 years old.
Are you a real guy?
Carroll the second.
Willard Carroll Smith the second.
The second. How much money is Will Smith from?
Yeah.
Is he a nepo? Is he a nepo baby?
Is he a secret prince?
Early life, he was born to...
Well, the the first
An Air
Willard,
Force veteran and a school board administrator.
Interesting.
Do you reckon it'd fuck you up to be the second?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather be the first.
And so why is he the second?
Dude, you are the first.
I am Jackson Bailey the first. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Why is he the second and not junior?
Yeah, he should be junior. I think being a junior is awesome.
Yeah, I think junior
is great. Jackson Junior.
Ah.
Beautiful. Jackie Juju?
Oh, I love Jackie Juju.
That would be amazing.
I don't know about that. Yeah, so that happened in 2025.
Yeah.
But this isn't the first time we've heard Hancock 2 news.
That's true.
Yeah. It's been like, ever since there was the first one came out, they're like, we should do a sequel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We need to find out what Hancock's doing
Peter
with that eagle.
Berg told MTV News in 2009 that Smith and Charlize Theron would return in the follow-up movie, saying, everyone's going to come back for a sequel.
That includes Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
In 2012, Peter Berg was asked for an update on Hancock 2 and revealed that it was a question of timing to get the film going.
Okay. Look, it just hasn't been right. The timing hasn't been right.
The world...
We need Will Smith at his most villainous era.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We've been talking about the sequel between us, Will Smith, Michael Mann... Who is apparently a producer of Hancock 1.
Okay.
Makes sense. I see it.
And Akiva Goldsman. That Lonely Island guy?
I don't know.
Or is it a different Akiva?
I'm not sure.
and myself, you can't see, you've been talking to yourself. We're all interested, but we'd literally just have we literally just have trouble getting in the same room at the same time, Berg said.
Okay. It sounds like everyone's keen.
We did have a series of meetings last year, so in 2011.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And started to hash out an idea for the sequel. And Will Smith actually had the idea, so I think it will happen. It's just a question of timing.
So surely it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same idea. 14
years ago, Will Smith had an idea.
Okay. And he's been sitting on it ever since.
Okay, so he's permeating on it. Okay.
And then, fast forward 9 years. Yeah. Fast forward 8 years.
Done.
In 2020. Mm-hmm. Big year. Mm. Charlize Theron acknowledged that there had been talks to do Hancock 2 and would be game to star in a sequel if it ever came to happen. Mm-hmm. She told comicbook.com?
Yeah.
Not great comic website. Book movie, just comic book.
Yeah.
Comicbook.com.
Comicbook.com.
I need a website. Comic book's been taken.
Yeah, god damn it.
Comic book.
Comic book.
I like comic book.
You know, comic book good. For a while, yes. We talked about a sequel.
Theron?
Yeah, saying Theron by itself feels weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlize Theron, normal.
Great.
Theron? Rolls off the tongue. Does not.
No.
My tongue is stopped.
Yeah. Feels like I'm...
It's stilted.
It needs to be like Theronimo or something. Yeah.
What about like Theron, comma, Charlize? I don't know.
Theron, Charlize?
Yeah, Theron, comma, Charlize. Charlize by itself, I might go.
Charlize?
Who's Charlize?
I don't mind.
Nah.
I don't like Charlize. Yeah. If I think Theron, Charlize, that's a dish that I'm getting at a restaurant.
You're getting Theron, Charlize style?
Hi, could I have the Theron, Charlize? And they say, of course.
Yeah, excellent choice.
It's like the chicken Theron, Charlize.
Yes. Chicken Theron, Charlize. Now it sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
It's mustardy in my mind, but in a fancy way.
I imagine creamy.
Yeah.
When is chicken mustardy traditionally?
Mustard chicken.
You can do like a mustard cream sauce.
Yeah.
It happens. You can do a mustard sauce,
I mean, I know you can, but...
I mean, there's a difference between, like, you know, it's fancy Dijon or, like, the yellow mustard just on the
mild
outside.
Mild American mustard. Yeah, barbecue chicken smothered mild American mustard.
Yum.
Before we get to the end of Theron's quote, chicken to me.
Yeah. Chicken to you. Yeah,
Tomatoes/ketchup.
Yeah.
And mustard.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Keep them away.
Yeah. It's not like mayo. Mayo good.
Right. Yes.
Mayo good. Spicy. Spicy stuff on chicken. Cheese? Happy with cheese on chicken?
Yeah.
Chicken cheese good. Chicken mayo good. Mayo chicken ketchup.
Good. Yeah. But chicken ketchup.
What about barbecue sauce chicken? Okay, very nice.
I'm not a fan of barbecue sauce.
Just in general.
Yeah, that's okay.
Too sweet.
I get that. That's okay. I like barbecue sauce.
But barbecue sauce and mustard, I always, when I put it on a sausage or something in my head, I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And I'm like, damn, tomato sauce would have been better.
Yeah.
But like mustard on a sausage with a bit of tomato sauce.
Oh, mustard tomato sauce, good.
I missed there's a barbecue sauce that I can't find anymore.
Sweet Baby Ray's?
Yeah, where'd it go?
No,
Fancy Hank's coffee and molasses barbecue sauce.
Fuck, people that make sauces are way better. The money must be in sauce.
Because
their name is fucking on point.
Yeah.
Fancy Hank's? Sweet Baby Ray's?
I know, dude. I know.
Look at our fucking podcast names. Dog shit across the board.
Yeah.
I know.
We should have been like the Fancy Joel's
and the Horrible Jackson show. Yeah.
That's a good name.
Sweet Baby Joel's podcast.
Woo!
I mean, sauces are sometimes called like arse terror and stuff like that if it's a hot sauce.
They are. Penis annihilator.
Oh, hot sauce so hot you'll piss.
Yeah. Penis annihilator. I'm like, that's not
the sauce. This sauce?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you please pass me the cock death? Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's going to ruin my penis.
Yeah.
It circumnavigates the anus and comes out all as urine.
This hot sauce is so hot, you're going to be pissing blood.
I don't know if I want that.
It's fair game for sauce to say that it's going to fuck your ass, but to fuck your penis?
Yeah, that's strange. It's peculiar.
Yeah.
They only say that for hot sauce. They don't say that for any other thing. Yeah. Nobody did mustard so mustardy, your penis will fall off. They aren't out there saying that, you know?
Yeah, no,
maybe someone should.
Yeah.
The Ron Gaper mustard.
Mustard so hot, you'll gape.
The Ron Gaper mustard.
Hey, you tried this wrong, you get busted. No! Keep that shit away from me, dude. I'm sitting down.
Your turds will just fall out.
Why does it do? Is it a pop-off secretly?
Won't touch the sides, but dude.
Is it dude, mustard and pop-off?
Zero wipes. It's none.
If I try a wipe, I'll just go fist.
It's basically medicinal.
Yeah. You can take your turds out by hand.
You can just reach in there and grab them.
Pull a turd, take it out. No fuss, no
exactly.
muss.
That's the Ron Capus guarantee.
This watching an ad for this, but it's like you only see my face and it just becomes slowly more and more horrified. Like...
Man was not meant to clench.
It's like, you know, like the Looney Tunes. That's all fun. Yeah. Just Ron Gaines' big smiling face
coming out of a game, obviously. Yeah. Can they put this on television?
Yeah, dude, it's a sauce. It's normal. I'm sitting next to you hitting you. Yeah, it's normal for a sauce.
For a hot sauce, baby. Doesn't it
make you want to get some Ron Gaines?
No. What are you talking about?
I'm going to go get some.
Yeah, okay. You can clean your shits out by just reaching into your gaping
yeah.
asshole.
Then like
you
two nights
said?
Later, you've made hot dogs, and I've got a hot dog, and I'm just like about to... Jackson, you're not hungry? I don't know.
What's the mustard? What's the mustard on that?
Can I look at the... There's mustard on the dog. Can I look at the jar?
Nah.
No, don't worry about it. Put it away.
I threw it out.
Yeah. It's a really good one. It's a new one I got. It's tasty.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah. Right. I seen it on TV. You know.
Aren't you hungry, Jackson?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm starving.
Really, really.
Maybe
hungry.
I'll have one without mustard.
Oh,
no. There's mustard on all the dogs.
You had a dog without mustard?
We're going to try the new mustard.
Come on, man. Have the mustard.
Why do my friends want this for me? It's convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah,
air it out too. Just yeah. stay gay for a bit. Yeah, get some nice. Fresh air in
get
there.
Get some air. Get your circulation. Yeah, nice. That's a great idea.
Pretty good.
But yeah, then as
Theron has been yeah.
She continues by saying, I think closer to when the movie came out, but not in recent years, no. We'll be superheroes with our walkers, you know. And I'll still go. I'll still make that movie. I would do it in a heartbeat. So mm-hmm. she's like, hey.
No matter how old I am.
Yeah.
Well, at first she was like... Yeah, we talked about a sequel heaps after the first one came out. But
it's
that was,
been 10 years or yeah. whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so 15 now.
Yeah, goddamn.
So to try, I guess, to refresh.
Yeah.
Because Hancock, he start, big piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's blasting his cum into the top of a caravan.
In a scene that was, for some reason, was cut from international viewings, but he's in the Australian version.
Yeah, we love that.
He would threaten to shove people's heads into other people's assholes quite
and
often.
And then we see that?
Yeah.
Like, he was a big piece of shit.
He went to jail as a publicity stunt because he hired PR man Jason Bateman.
Yeah. Sure did. And Jason Bateman is
has
now...
a smoking hot wife.
Smoking hot. Yes, he does.
Charlize Theron and a child.
Yeah.
Which, is that their kid?
I think Zendaya,
anyway.
Maybe?
Ends with, though, Hancock tries to rehabilitate.
I don't think Zendaya will be that child.
Forget the villain of that all piece, but there's a nice fight in the hospital anyway. But it turns out that Hancock is now on the moon,
yeah,
being like a superhero, and maybe there's a dog present.
No, isn't he?
I forget.
You're losing the thread.
Isn't it that he's sitting on a park bench at the end and the eagle comes and lands on him, and we're like, where the fuck the eagle?
Yeah, because
he
goes
to
so
the logo.
He learns that him and Charlize Theron are like.
Ancient
superheroes.
Oh, they're basically angels.
Yeah,
right?
Or Adam and Eve or something.
Yeah.
And that the closer they are together, the more powerful that their abilities become.
No, weaker.
Weaker.
Weaker, I see.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
he's dying in the hospital.
If
yeah.
they're together, they become more mortal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they got to like chuff off to the other sides of the earth.
Yeah. And so
but no matter where they go, they keep finding each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, I have to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
He flies away. He flies to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we see him and he's like properly fighting crime
mm-hmm.
as a pretty normal superhero in a new city somewhere.
And he's got an animal.
And he has an eagle.
Okay.
And we're like, he got it from the moon, I guess. We don't know. It's a fucking moon eagle. It's a meagle.
Mm.
It's a meagle. So I guess.
So like, what's the sequel to that?
Well,
because isn't that just like a standard superhero film? Unless you have to like, all right, time has passed, and by the way, he does suck.
Yeah, he like, sucks again.
It's I don't know. I feel maybe to. Because otherwise he's doing a run-of-the-mill
superhero. Well, I think they're going to introduce new superheroes into this. I think we'll discover that Charlize Theron and Hancock mm-hmm. are not the only ones of their kind out there. Okay. In fact, I think they say as much in their final fight. They say that there used to be plenty of pairs, but we're the only ones left. Yeah. So I think we'll discover, oh, actually.
Some extra pairs.
Yeah, and then I think it's going to be, there'll be like a team. It'll be like an Avengers riff.
Yeah, or maybe it'll be like, well, I can't really form a team because the closer they're together, the weaker they become. But was there one in this in Hancock, or perhaps maybe for the Hancock sequel? It's like, what happens if you have, say, someone who's lost their pair, and you have like the last remaining person there who's maybe immortal because their pair is gone?
Like, yeah, okay.
Is that how that works? Who knows? Let's say not. Yes.
It could be.
And they've become extremely bitter. Like, it's that classic trope of like, I am immortal. It sucks. Yeah. I want to die, and I can't.
Yeah, maybe the villain of it will be like a third wheel type. You know, because Charlize Theron and Hancock are destined to be together.
What if it's just Martians because he fucked up the moon?
Oh, that, what, they love the moon?
Moon Martians. So, not Martians
moon
from
not
Mars.
Not Martian Martians, but Martians from the moon.
Yeah,
Lunitians.
Moonitians. Yeah.
Lunitians?
Lunitians? Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
What if Space Jam?
Space Jam. Looney Tunes. Ron Gaper.
Okay. That's all, folks.
Enjoy this
mustard that makes your arsehole gape.
What do we think?
Well, I think the first question is, what are they bringing back from the first one? Is he going to put people's heads in arses?
Yes, because the post-credits scene teases that.
Yeah, that's right. He's up to his old tricks.
Okay, just a quick thing. Is Hancock an angel? Hancock is an angel created by God. Mm-hmm. He decided to use his power to fight crime. He lost his wings sometime during 102 AD during the Crusades. He, along with 40 other angels, was sent down to help in the war.
What? Where's this law coming from? Who decided this?
I think, don't you get...
Is that what happens?
You don't get that much detail, but isn't there like flashbacks? Doesn't it show them through history?
I don't think so. I think they just have a fight and Charlize Theron just exposits like, oh, this is who we were, this is what we did.
Hancock, for anyone who doesn't know, the start, because we explained it badly, and now I've got a refresher.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
At the start of the movie, Hancock is just like an asshole flying around solving crimes. Yeah. he's immortal. He has like Superman powers, basically. And it's revealed that he woke up in a hospital 80 years ago with no memory of who he was or whatever. And then with the Charlize Theron thing, you find out that they are soulmates and they were married. But like all the other pairs that existed before them, they stay together, live a human life. They become weak and then they die. Hancock got injured while they were living together, which gave him amnesia, and she was like, this is perfect for me to leave, and we can both still be superheroes.
I see.
And then they came back together, because Hancock hires Ray, who is Mary, who is Charlize Theron's husband.
Yeah.
Ray, in brackets, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Yes. And Mary, in brackets, Charlize Theron. Yes. And Hancock, in brackets, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hancock hires Ray. Ray's like, I'll clean up, I'll do good PR for you, but you got to go to jail. Then something happens. Hancock's out of jail.
Yeah.
Then Charlize Theron throws him through a wall.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what the fuck? Your superpowers now too.
Yes.
And then they go to the hospital. Hancock gets shot.
Yeah.
And he has to go to hospital because he's dying. Then they come to kill Hancock for real.
Yeah.
Mary then gets shot. Charlize Theron. She's dying. Hancock throws himself out the building.
Yeah.
Ray kills a guy with an axe.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
Cool scene.
And then Hancock throws himself out of the window because they're a bit further away now, so he gets his powers back. They both heal. He fucks off. He goes to the moon, puts Ray's logo on the moon.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And then he's in New York City now. I can't remember where he used to be, and now he's fighting crime. And then at the very end of the movie, there's a cheeky acknowledgement that he's going to put some guy's head up.
He loves to do that.
He was in L.A. initially, right?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do we think that the Hancock 2 will be a riff on the modern superhero film? Do we think that they will?
What is there to riff on now?
Yeah, it's so strange.
The only riff they could be is if he's making a team.
Yeah. Or if there's portals.
Hancocks.
Into the cockverse.
Beyond the cock.
Beyond the cock.
Hancocking it into the universe.
Yeah. Could they do portals? Could you have alternate universe Hancocks?
Well, then you're just doing like Invincible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing like, yeah, dude.
But Invincible, has Invincible gotten that far in the Amazon Prime series yet?
I don't know. I haven't seen it past season one, I think.
Mm. I think that...
Spoilers for Invincible, at one point, a guy opens portals and all the Invincibles in other universes are bad, so they come and beat the shit out of good Invincible.
Yeah, that's... Awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, that's... Season two starts with portals.
Okay. Honestly, I think that when Will Smith says, we've got a great idea for a Hancock sequel.
I don't think the TV show would have covered it yet. Yeah. Because he defeats a villain, the portal guy. Mm.
Then he gets really hurt and comes back. Yeah.
But I think Will Smith, when he says, I got a great idea, I think it's just that Hancock has a daughter now. I think that's the great idea he means. Mm. I don't think it's a great idea.
Who was the kid in the first Hancock?
Good question.
Was there a kid?
Ray Embry's kid. Aaron Embry.
Yeah.
J-Head.
It was just... there was no powers there. That wasn't Charlie's kid. That was Jason Bateman's kid from a previous ship.
They could do a thing with Zendaya. I'm still riding the Zendaya as their kid train.
I mean, that would make the most sense. Yeah.
They could do a thing where they're like... she has been living in isolation like they had her centuries ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's been living in isolation, and now she's coming to, you know, be like, Mama, Papa, why are we immortal? How do you think they're going to deal with the fact that Will Smith and Charlize Theron will have aged 15 years? Do you think they'll use CGI to make them look younger?
Just smooth them out with a bit of
And they're meant to
magic.
Be immortal, you know?
well, we have already seen a smooth Will Smith in Gemini Man.
Hey, that's true.
I'm pretty sure everyone loved that.
It's really cool that Will Smith Gemini. Just decided to make stinkers at a certain point.
Well, then he won an Oscar.
I forgot Hancock's name's actually John Hancock.
Yeah. That's good, dude.
It's an awesome name. You don't get names that good in movies anymore.
Yeah.
Well, is it Peter Stark or whatever? Who gives a shit? Give me John Hancock.
I want to look up Will Smith's biography.
Well, you mean filmography?
No. You'd think so.
It's just because it's a comedy. Like, again.
Oh, yeah. True.
You just say that they've been living. I reckon the way you do it is they've been living far enough apart, but they spend a week at, like, weekends together. And it's aged them, but they're still immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. True. That's how
or you
sort of
just
get
fucking
away with
don't
that.
Say shit and you just, like, Charlize Theron and Will Smith both still look very good.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. They both still look quite young.
They are very wealthy people.
Yeah.
But they're like, you know how, like, there's some actors where, like, so, like, George Clooney, for instance, or Brad Pitt, handsome, but, like, they are very obviously aging.
Yeah.
I feel like Will Smith and Charlize Theron.
Not as much.
Scarlett Johansson's also someone that doesn't really age.
Yeah.
She's kind of just looked exactly the same this whole time.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, another example.
Paul Rudd, yeah.
I reckon, yeah.
He's in the cracks
Although
in Paul Rudd.
Definitely started to look, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to really fuck up his internet meme.
I worry
Adam
for
Scott's
him.
Also aging. Like, he didn't age for ages, and now he's in Severance.
Adam Scott, where it's like, it's crazy that you're like, a youthful Adam Scott the whole time. Severance launches, and I'm like, you look like Adam Scott, but also middle-aged woman at times.
Yeah, he's got a really...
He's got fucked up hair in Severance.
Yeah, it rules.
He's got, like, Big a fan. Face that seems, like, wider than it ought to be.
I mean, like, Adam Scott also has the Hollywood body, but it's obvious.
Yeah.
Where he's got a big head and a little body.
Yeah.
He's so big.
It's a really big head.
So little.
Yeah. He's like fucking Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
He had a huge ass head, dude.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Egghead Allan Poe.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Got him. Got his racist ass. Fuck you, Poe.
Yeah. I guess a lot of Hollywood actors are kind of built like Funko Pops.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's kind of like that thing. George Clooney's like that too.
Hmm.
But he hides it. Ryan Gosling's head's kind of big too.
Yeah, that's true, but it's not wide.
No.
Not Tom Cruise. I haven't thought about his head.
He's got a little,
he's a little
body.
Guy.
Yeah.
Tom.
His head? Especially in, like, say, Mission Impossible 2? Where he's got those big, like,
yeah,
big,
he does have
hair.
He can have a big
so
head.
I guess, yeah.
He sometimes has
you
a big
know what?
Head.
Is he's that the a... secret of Hollywood success? Big head, little body?
I got a huge head.
You
but
have
I guess
a
it's
huge head.
Kind
Tom
of
Cruise's head is mostly in proportion to his body, but he's got a pretty big smile.
Yeah.
He's got big features.
Yeah.
His eyes. Little eyes.
He's got little cockerel eyes, yeah.
Beady.
Yeah.
Who will be the villain of this movie? Who's going to be the bad guy?
Who was the villain of the of Hancock?
A bank robber.
It was a bank robber that Hancock
There was
put...
no, like, superhero.
No,
right? Yeah, I think for some reason I'm, like, getting a bit of Hancock mixed in with the first Shazam in my head. Because I'm like, yeah, that's Strong Man, whatever his name is. Strong.
No,
you know
no,
him,
no.
Bald guy? Strong.
If, they should cast Will Ferrell and make it a Megamind crossover.
Whoa, yeah. Okay.
Live action Megamind.
That would be crazy.
Or live action Minions.
Now we're talking.
Now we're cooking.
Hancock just throwing Minions into
yeah,
the fucking space.
Putting Minions in other Minions. That's awesome. I sort of imagine a Minion doesn't have like a traditional asshole. They've just got like, because you know they're like a pill shape.
Yeah.
Just between their legs is a sphincter.
Yeah.
Like where our Gucci is.
But they have butt cheeks.
They have, I know, but that's just for sitting in my mind.
They have wonderful ass cheeks.
Yeah, they really
like,
do.
Like a pill where they're just in the middle. You can just.
Well, you can just crack them open to like get the waste out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Seal them back up.
I reckon it will be a super villain because they didn't do that the last time. They'll just make up. It'll be like fucking. It'll be one of the people that they like what you were saying earlier today.
They're dead and they're like, oh, or they like, you know, oh, they someone who sees them growing old together who's getting real cut because their partner, their other, they passed away. But they forget they are biblical angels. Satan?
God? What if Jason Bateman gets superpowers and he's angry he's getting cocked?
Whoa.
And he can be called Cockman.
Cause I think the
and
other...
he's against the woke left also.
Yeah. Okay. But if there's a superhero in the scene named Cockman, I would think he was pro-cucking.
Yeah.
No, I'm anti-cucking.
I wouldn't think he was anti-cucking.
Batman's anti-bats!
I thought he's pro-bats because
he's
a bat cave.
Bats! Much like Batman, Cockman is also scared of cocks.
Okay. So he's frightened of being cucked, or is he frightened of cucks, or is he frightened
of
bulls?
Well, he himself is a cuck, so he's...
Yeah, he's frightened of being cucked. He hates...
So he hates bulls.
But it's
so
happening
he'd be
to
be bull
him.
Man, he'd be bullman,
Yeah. But then that makes me think he's a bull.
Yeah.
But he could be... But I mean, Batman's a bat, but he's scared of bats.
Yeah.
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 Bullman could be a... Yeah. Bullman's costume could think... Make it seem like he's a fool.
If there was a guy named Cuckman, I would think he was there to, like, educate me about cucking.
I think Cuckman, I'm worried that I'm going to get cucked by Cuckman.
I think
Cuckman's doing, like, a lot of cucking. That's what I'm thinking.
That's interesting.
Because, like, Batman, I don't think Batman is afraid of bats.
Yeah.
So Bullman, I'm like, okay, I guess he's, like, themed after a bull.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking that he's here to fuck my wife.
No.
Which would take me by surprise. Like, and I'd be like,
and then you'd be like, Of course!
I invited him into my house.
That's why he's Bullman.
I made him pasta!
I wondered why he wanted to come over. Mm. Hey, thank you for saving me, Bullman. No problem, citizen. Can I see your wife? I guess so.
Take a seat.
I don't see why not.
In this chair, just in the corner?
Okay.
Bullman's fucking my wife.
What's going on
what am
there?
I to make of that?
Oh!
Egg on my face.
Meanwhile, Cuckman is fucking my wife. And then Wife Man is fucking yours. Interesting. Wouldn't have expected this from
Hey, fellas!
Someone fucking your wife right now?
We speak.
I'm sitting in this chair. Yeah. I hate it.
You guys sitting in that chair?
Yeah.
It sucks.
I really thought Cuckman would have been the cuck.
Yeah.
But no.
I got Bullman over. Do you know it's not about the animal?
That one I would have expected.
And then I just said, wife man, ?
Oh, like he's fucking your wife,
right? Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I wouldn't have suspected.
Yeah, that's kind of like a coin flip one. Yeah. Like maybe not.
Either he fucks your wife or he becomes your wife. Yeah. That's wife man. Yeah.
One of us was getting fucked.
So, because they could also go the route of, somebody is like, kind of the Incredibles style. Yeah. I need to match them so I give myself superpowers.
Yeah, like a Lex Luthor type thing.
You know, they might even do the, like, now that Hancock is fighting crime in New York, like Batman style, a bunch of supervillains have risen to... You know,
answer that kind of call.
Because you think they're
hope that the finale of the movie is he's fighting an evil team of supervillains, like fighting his own Sinister Six. It would be awesome if they make a Sinister Six movie in Hancock 2 before they can do it for Spider-Man. And it ends with like a Human Centipede style thing of just like six guys all in each other's assholes.
Yeah. I love the idea of like, I don't know, maybe he's fighting aliens or something or like one of them's somehow.
Hancock is Sony.
Yeah.
Spider-Man cameo?
Venom cameo?
Fuck.
He gets gooed.
Imagine if Hancock 2 is Hancock versus Venom. They're like, Hancock is the guy in the Sony Spider-Man universe now.
He's our guy.
Well,
he's our Spider-Man.
Zendaya Mary Jane.
Hancock is Spider-Man?
Hancock gonna punch Kraven the Hunter to death?
Well, it is interesting to think of Sony making this after they've been like, we whiffed the Sony ones.
Well, if it's like, again, it's probably, hopefully, it's Peter Berg and who wrote the first one? What's his name? From
Vince Gilligan.
Yeah, Vince Gilligan. That's right.
Because I'm like, if you add an extra, like, you know, super villain or whatever, I'm like, it's not, it's, we've seen a lot of this.
Yeah,
there's
just
nothing new. I don't know. It's just, again, Zendaya being a daughter makes sense. Like, you know, you're like, okay, I figure this is going to go. Or even if Zendaya is another a fallen angel or a more recent fallen angel. Maybe that same thing where it's maybe not necessarily the daughter, but like a daughter figure. And Hancock taking her under his wing and being like, you are immortal and this is what life is like. You know what I mean? And I'd much prefer a film where it's like either someone, you know, teaching someone else, like helping someone else, but without the outside influence of a supervillain.
I don't know.
I just like, we've seen that a lot.
But that's kind of what makes me think that's what we get.
But like, it feels like what we are going to get. It's just like another supervillain thing. But I do forget, they are angels.
It's canonical. It's
weird.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just weird to think of when Hancock 1 came out, which was like, what, 2009?
2008.
When so that came out.
Same. Super Ex-Girlfriend come out.
Yeah.
It's like 2011.
2006?
What the fuck? Ahead of its time.
Yeah.
That's pre-Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I, like.
That was that
the
time.
The superhero landscape was so dramatically different.
Because you had these, like, satires before you kind of almost had the big...
The thing to satirize. Yeah.
And then when The Boys come out where it's satirized, it's like, it's a bit too late.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
I wonder if this is going to be an attempt at a new... superhero universe.
You think? Oh, they think they're gonna go like.
I think they might make the HCU, dude.
Sincere, like they're gonna go real earnest. Yes.
Or at the very least, it's gonna spin off. They're gonna introduce a bunch of characters,
and they're gonna hang their whole franchise on like
another old
Zendaya Hancock.
Yeah.
I hope that they call this. They follow the like early 2010s naming convention, and rather than calling this Hancock 2, they call it John Hancock.
Oh yes, that would be awesome.
It'll be interesting to see what they do because there's been a lot of, like, critics hated Hancock.
Yeah.
But then once the behind-the-scenes stuff about Hancock came out and how it was pretty much two scripts jammed together, people were like, oh, one of the scripts is actually good. And the reason the critics didn't like it is because the movie falls off an obvious cliff, where if it was just at that quality the whole time, they'd be like, yeah, this is fine. So I don't know if they're going to... Also, like, Hancock went through the thing of, like, it was originally R-rated and then they edited it down to PG-13. Mm. So...
Oh, And Michael Mann was originally going to direct it as well?
Whoa.
That would have been fucked up. He makes a Miami Vice remake and then follows it up by making Hancock.
Well,
what
I think
the fuck? Like, what the fuck would that look like?
So, hey, I'm just reading because a little bit more about Hancock. Peter Berg. Was the one who compared the original draft to Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
A scathing character study of this suicidal alcoholic superhero. And like that sounds like could have been...
Leaving Las Vegas is a deeply upsetting movie.
Deeply upsetting. Like,
the first part of Hancock is kind of cool because he is like a legitimate scumbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a self-loathing piece of shit.
I feel like a lot of movies, especially superhero movies, where they're like, hey, here's a guy and he's kind of a bad guy. He's not really. He's like rude in social situations and that's it. But Hancock, like he's a bad guy.
Yeah,
you know
he's
what I mean?
He's just like an indifferent. It's kind of like I don't really see myself as human in a way. And I don't care. I genuinely don't care about any of this. I will do what needs to get done or what I feel like needs to get done. But I'm also going to drink a lot and not give a shit.
Throw a child into the sky. And
whatever. And again, I don't know. It just seems interesting.
I wonder if they kind of got two routes. They've got the like Hancock redemption where they're like, hey, now that we got people excited for Hancock 2, and obviously everyone will be excited for Hancock 2.
I'm in the cinema right now.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Watching the fucking movie.
You're actually just remembering this moment.
Yeah. Whoa.
They can be like, you know what, let's make the Hancock we always wanted to make.
Yeah.
Or they go, hey, Sony, you don't have a cinematic universe anymore. make a Sony, make more superhero movies that are just like Kraven or whatever. And that's kind of what Hancock ends up being.
Do you know what would be awesome?
Yeah.
If they're like, hey, we're going to release the original cut of Hancock.
Oh, dude, yes.
Restore the Hancock verse.
You know the original end?
No, I don't think so.
Can I read you
yes.
the original end? So it looks like, I don't think there was like, Mary was not meant to be maybe a superhero. If it was, I don't know. But hey, here it is. Okay. So so near the end of the movie, a collapsing building kills the family's loving mother, Mary, after she is kidnapped. Enraged and driven insane, Hancock himself proceeds to slaughter an entire police department in frustration.
Whoa! That's cool.
And then the end credits?
Yeah, after this incredibly violent sequence, the film's bombshell twist, which ranks up there with Fight Club's twist, in fact, reveals that the person writing it isn't Hancock himself at all. Instead, the viewer discovers that Hancock transferred his powers to the family's young son, Aaron, and sent him back in time to save his mother.
What?
What the fuck?
What? So,
the traumatic incident that the narrator Aaron was talking about witnessing was, walking in on his parents having sex, and his heartbreaking madness comes from trying and failing to save his mother's life.
What the
fuck? He's been through this before and will go through it all again, and now the now superpowered Aaron is trapped in a never-ending loop and is unable to save his mother from her inevitable fate.
What
the hell is that,
it's
a looping
frustration
timeline?
Frustration and hopelessness that drives his tragic downfall and makes the outburst of homicidal madness inevitable. Is it just so? Is he his own son? Is that what?
I guess Hancock.
Because the narration of it all, you're thinking is Hancock talking about the tragedies of, like, you know, all the history that he's.
So I guess what Hancock does is Hancock is that little boy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Is this the script? Tonight he comes.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so listeners, if you want to look it up, Tonight He Comes is the original name of the script.
Incredible masterpiece that we never got.
Yeah, what the hell? My prediction, my baseless speculation is that we will see less of that and more of like a modern superhero movie.
I think this is going to be a very paint by numbers.
Yeah.
I think it would be kind of cool to then maybe, if you know, I'm trying to think, like, would it be better to have Hancock being... Yeah, I am the superhero that I want to try and be, and I'm kind of trying to be this like pillar of virtue, this truth, justice in the American way, and go through that, and then, you know, not be disillusioned and kind of be this like optimistic thing of like, I was a piece of shit, but now I'm getting better, and then either having a kid or like, oh, they found another angel that's fallen or whatever it might be, blah blah blah, and then you have that kind of like, you know, dynamic, or it's like, do you want Hancock to have been like, I tried the super heroics. Humanity can't be saved. I tried it. I did that for so long, and even still, didn't work. Didn't
take. Okay.
And now
Hancock.
Or disillusioned Hancock.
Okay. Yeah. And then what? Like Hancock's gotta.
And then because then you can
rediscover his love of humanity.
I don't know, because then you're doing the set of the first.
Or
just kind of, it's just either find his real love of humanity, or to kind of like, well, you just need to, you know, is it a very selfish lesson? Just to like, look, you can't save everybody. You need to look after you and your own.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Something like that. Long
What about this? So we open on very similarly to the first Hancock movie, where it's like a hand, like at a park bench, whiskey rolls out of it, and then we get the narration, and it's Zendaya.
Yeah.
And Zendaya is Hancock's daughter. And she's also a piece of shit. And we just do like a more kind of traditional 90s sequel where it's the new actor just does the first movie again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you could do like, Zendaya, you know, superhero piece of shit. Why not?
Has Zendaya played a piece of shit in a movie yet?
Let's see.
Challenges, she has two boyfriends.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's a great thing.
That's sick.
Is she bad in Dune?
No. And I mean like
a... Oh, we got tricked, by the way. Did you read from Reddit?
Screen Rant.
Oh, okay. Because the theory about the being the same person. So the original version of the script has the second last page is missing.
Oh.
So like when it leaked or whatever, they clearly removed the second last page to rewrite it. So building collapses, Hancock does all the murders, and then it's a reprise of the start. There's no actual reveal. People wrote fan fiction.
People are just speculating as to... Very interesting.
Okay.
But I would love to see Zendaya playing... Like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, not, she, and like, you know,
she's probably bad in Euphoria because everyone's bad in Euphoria.
Yeah, but that's
those
like,
teenagers, they're up to no good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I want her to be like a scumbag. But you know?
I think she could do scumbag.
I think she'd be great at it.
Superhero would be great.
She hates her husband in Malcolm and Marie, a movie that sucks, but people are like, wow, this is so. Active, it's a movie that came out. Malcolm and Marie, no one talks about it anymore, but it's John David Washington, I'm pretty sure, and Zendaya. And it was written by the guy who made Euphoria.
Yeah.
And the whole movie is a criticism of film critics.
love when films do
that's
this.
That's so embarrassing.
It's
anyway.
So embarrassing.
That's like Lady in the Water. Like,
yeah, we're going to watch Lady in the Water later?
Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
Oh, God, that's so embarrassing. Don't do that.
My skin is really, really thin.
Let me tell you the story about the handsome man and this sad, ugly loser who hated him.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
This film, who's the most loathed, disgusting actor I could get to play like a critic? Was it Paul Giamatti?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, that sucks. Paul Giamatti rocks.
Paul, like, what?
Then he finds a mermaid in his pool or some shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
This guy's been only working out one arm forever. Yeah. Whatever. Look at him. His one arm is jacked. One arm is not jacked.
Fuck, I should watch Lady in the Water.
Maybe we all should.
Maybe
it's good.
Would you be excited for this movie? I mean, I'm excited because I love Hancock.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
And any extra Hancock lore?
I'm excited to go back to Hancock in it. That sounds great. But I don't know. It's like, if they're getting Peter Berg back, sure.
Yeah.
If they're getting the team back together, like, yeah, okay, let's see what happens. But I am very, like...
You're scared of Sony.
I am scared
of
Sony.
But it's a Columbia... Hang on, I'll do a quick deep dive again.
Thanks, man. I'm scared of like what they might do if they go like paint by numbers. Because like, look, granted, like it wasn't, you know, breaking new ground, but at least it was a little bit different. And if you're just going to be like, oh, it's a commentary on, you know, what if Superman but evil again? You're like, ah, shut up.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, what if this superhero who has fallen on dark times before but now is good and now he's fighting another supervillain? You're like, ah.
Yeah. It's kind of who cares. Real who cares hours, yeah.
Like, show me something, I don't know, with a little bit of gravitas.
I think that they'll probably go R-rated because they'll want to cash in on the, this isn't just like the other superhero movies you've seen. This one's serious. This is, but also it's funny and...
This isn't your daddy's Deadpool and Wolverine.
But I can also kind of remember...
This is your daddy's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
But it's also very easy.
Actually, yeah, Hancock 2 right now on the back of... Because Hancock's like the closest thing you can get to Deadpool.
Yeah, that's true.
Sony at the moment.
That's true.
Unless you want to make a movie about... Who else breaks? Fucking Legion?
Yeah. I think I
they
can
tried
imagine,
that.
Yeah.
What a great TV series. She's one of the best.
Anyway. Who else talks to the reader? She? Nope, they can't do that.
No.
Is there a guy from Spider-Man that does it? Could they use Deadpool and be like, he's in Spider-Man comics?
Yeah, maybe.
Like how they, you know,
use
like
Quicksilver?
Yeah.
Well, that and also Netflix used Kingpin.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a total side note.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Like, they're not really sure what happened there.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Feige was like,
I guess they did.
He's like, we either both own him or we have him somehow.
I guess when it gets so complicated and so messy, you're just like, I guess someone's got him.
That's funny.
I can imagine Will Smith becoming attached to Hancock the same way Dwayne The Rock Johnson became attached to Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
It's or is this maybe akin to Vin Diesel becoming attached to Pitch Black?
Yes.
Okay.
I can imagine Will Smith.
Whoa. Will Smith can't stop making Hancocks.
Now that would be awesome. But it's so easy to imagine Will Smith in costume, going to conventions and stuff, and it's promotional stuff, where it's like, and, you know, the
I
same
mean,
way.
It could be a good way to rehabilitate him a little bit. Like, again,
or
it's
is it too
of,
close
or
to
is
the...
it too close to home? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Playing a drunk fuckwit. But, I mean, the end of Hancock, provided that they just followed Hancock, he's...
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be drunk. I think there's going to be a real attempt here to be like, the same way Dwayne The Rock Johnson was like, everybody loves Black Adam.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be the same thing. Like, hey, guys.
Everyone loves Hancock.
Everyone loves Hancock.
I reckon...
He's awesome.
They'll have to do something at the start that means that Hancock falls off the wagon.
Yeah.
They'll want to reset his character and give him another chance to be, so that they can make pretty much a Mark Millar movie.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the original version looks like it is.
Yeah.
It's just like Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's that awesome Mark Millar comic where it's just like about the smartest guy alive?
Nemesis?
Yeah. So
hey,
stupid,
what if
dude.
Batman but Joker instead?
Yeah. And he's a genius, and but he's a genius as limited by Mark Millar's own intelligence.
Well, they were making a Mark, but they're building. I mean, in the comics, it's happened.
Yeah.
They just made a Mark Millar universe thing where everything crossed over. Wanted.
It's funny as well because it's. I was reading a thing about it, and it's just
wanted
like
they get Nemesis.
Yeah,
Mr. Wanted, Mark Gibson.
It kills Nemesis. Or they recruit Nemesis.
They recruit Nemesis.
Mm.
Kick-Ass is there, probably. Although
Kick-Ass is there, yeah.
But what's his name? No,
they go back in time.
Yeah.
Hit Girl maybe dies, but then doesn't.
Everybody is the smartest guy alive.
There's witches, maybe, or wizards.
Yeah,
vampire boys.
There's that other
vampire boys.
There's a series that was on Netflix that no one watched and then got
Jupiter's
canceled.
Ascending.
Yes, that's,
no, Jupiter's Ascending is the Wachowskis.
Yeah.
Jupiter's Legacy.
Jupiter Rising.
Jupiter Rising.
Yeah,
I think there's a few. There's Jupiter's Legacy, Jupiter Rising, Jupiter Back from the Dead. I don't know. But it's like Jupiter's,
yeah.
Like handsome man that was maybe in the Transformers.
Mark Wahlberg.
Shia LaBeouf.
No, Josh Duhamel.
Ah, Josh Duhamel. Yeah. Las Vegas is very own.
Yeah.
Fuck, bring back Las Vegas.
What happened to Josh Duhamel? I mean, I guess he was in Jupiter's Ascending. He's a handsome boy. Yeah. What happened to him?
He's
a beautiful, cute man.
Yeah.
Where'd he go? Was he not a leading actor?
I think he kind of had the opposite thing, where I think he was gone in his prime, but now he's back.
He's gone
Josh
in his prime.
How are you going in your prime?
No, as in like when he was doing all the TV stuff, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then he was gone for a bit, but
then he
came
back.
Okay.
Because, he played old man old man Superman.
Oh.
Who had like a bunch of like, you know, kids and like cousins of like, you know, his brother was also like a smart superhero. And then they had kids and all this kind of stuff. And then they just gotten older. And then like the brother who had like genius powers was I believe it was the world's basically falling to shit. But I've got telepathy powers and I'm so smart.
Yeah.
And these makes people like think that whatever is happening is not like an illusion, but in your own mind.
Yeah.
And that's how they think they kill Jupiter,
see.
Whatever.
See.
Josh
and now it's about like the kids. Doing something, and like one of the kids is a big fuck up, and then she's like, "I gotta be good."
Is it good?
Ah,
doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Is there a good Mark Millar comic?
Yeah.
Kick-Ass, the first one. Oh, actually, no. The comic for Kick-Ass is weird as well because it goes like
it's too
because Mark Millar loves to do like
what are you doing, Mark?
This is like so edgy. So, like, the movie fixes it.
Yeah,
the first Kick-Ass movie is probably still good, or maybe sucks.
Yeah.
It's Matthew Vaughn, right? Directed the first one.
I think so.
Yeah.
So the first, like, I think in the comic book.
Well, in the comic book, because there's a plot point.
He pretends to be gay.
Yeah.
That's in the movie as well.
Yeah. But in the comic book, he pretends to be gay to the girl or something like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, it doesn't, like, there's no flip around. There's no, like, good here.
Oh.
It doesn't go around to be like, I'm in love with you too, whatever. It ends with
him getting photos of her sucking her boyfriend's dick,
which he then jerks off to
whilst crying, and then and also he comes home to his dad fucking one of Kick-Ass's enemies. Oh no, it's like because in the Kick-Ass book Oh, and movie, he's like fighting against like a gang.
Yeah.
And it's like one, it's like the girlfriend of the gang, the mob member he killed is fucking his dad when he comes home.
Cool.
And then he gets texts from, I can't remember her name.
Hit Girl?
No, not Hit Girl.
Oh, okay.
From whoever's the girlfriend meant to be. And she's like, "You're disgusting. Look, I love my boyfriend." And then he just jerks off and cries, and that's pretty much how the comic ends.
Nice, Mark. Good stuff.
Yeah, because Kick-Ass the movie fixes it, because a lot of the decisions where everything could, like, rather than just going bad with every option, they mix it up.
Mm. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They can have some happiness here, because otherwise it's
What are we doing here? Yeah.
Josh Duhamel played Two-Face in Batman the Long Good Halloween.
Okay.
He was in a movie called Buddy Games. He was also the writer and director and producer, and he plays a character called Bob Father. And then he was also in the sequel Buddy Games Spring Awakening.
I didn't know there were two Buddy Games movies.
What is Buddy Games?
What is Bob Father?
Yeah, why is he Bob Father or is he the Bob Father?
I've seen a bunch of Buddy Games.
Why?
Buddy Games. Because it was at the cinema right before I stopped working.
Okay.
It's like a Hangover-esque movie.
Gotcha.
It's, they have like a buddy, like a tournament thing every... Anyway, Josh Duhamel, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, don't stop, Joshy boy.
Okay. So if they do like a... Yeah, if it's a Zendaya being a big piece of shit superhero... Big fan.
That's great.
Like, or superpowered individual, and like, whatever.
I'm yeah,
this, I give a fuck. And
absolutely.
Like, and then it comes like, Hancock has to go there and be like, "Hey, I'm gonna try and help you rehabilitate yourself." And it's like, but what worked for you isn't gonna work for me.
I think that would be a great movie.
And it maybe has like a nice little character study there.
Yeah,
and maybe it does have this thing of like, why I'm like this or all this kind of stuff. Well, you got to forget and you still ended up like a drunk. You didn't remember and you were still a piece of shit. I remember everything. I remember it all and I've lost my someone.
Yeah.
And that fucking sucks. Why should I be better than what I am?
This
is who I am. I was cast out in the kingdom of heaven. I miss salvation.
Yeah, they lean hard into that element.
Well,
yeah.
I think in the original version of Hancock, that isn't a thing.
Yeah, well, I hope it's quite a bit of a thing in this one.
Yeah.
Hancock has a little crucifix around his neck.
Yeah, he's like, I met Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's my bro.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
My main hope for this is that Zendaya gets to play a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I think they should let more women play real pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Or just sacks of just garbage.
Did you see No Hard Feelings?
Maybe.
The Jennifer Lawrence movie?
Yes.
She's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's good.
She's like a scumbag.
Let women be... just absolute decrepit pieces of garbage.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Cast women in roles that are reminiscent of the two guys in Dude, Where's My Car?
Yes. Yeah. More movies need to do that, and I hope they do that with Zendaya in this movie.
I hope she's
burping in people's faces or whatever, like Hancock
was doing. I think this
could
be a really good film if that's the case, where you have, like, Zendaya.
I don't think I
want to
live in a universe where Zendaya farts in film, though, because I feel like that
I don't
want to
be there
tipping
for the fallout.
I think that could be the tipping point of humanity.
Yeah, that is
true. Going on the internet.
That's just like the floodgates of purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The moment that happens,
the internet is unusable forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think that's that to me is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
That to me sounds cool. Where you get like, then they're a big piece of shit, and then you arc of like trying like Hancock bouncing off her, trying to make her a better person, and then them just being like, no, why do I need to do this? And then I guess you have to kind of tie it all together.
What if they make Zendaya go bad and she has to fight her dad?
Whoa.
Yeah, and then maybe that's
John Hancock versus
Jane Hancock.
Jane Hancock.
Yeah. Jane Doe.
Whoa!
John Hancock is like just your nothing name, and then Jane Doe is the same thing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that. Dude, well, that's
Jason Bateman back.
Jason Bateman.
Is he gonna be back for this?
Yeah, Ray. You can't have a Hancock movie without Ray.
Well, yeah.
Well, maybe he comes in to try and rehabilitate Zendaya, and he's like, it's not as easy these days, or some shit.
Yeah
dude, you gotta be careful what you say, or whatever.
What? Right?
Yeah, because of shit these days.
The Wolverine will jump down your throat.
Even though
you can't be friends with a woman at all.
all.
Dude.
What the fuck?
Fucking, I voted for Fuhrer Trump, yeah, and he's still the woke-a-lotty.
Yeah. Still on my case. Yeah, I don't know if I want to work with you anymore, Ray. Too bad. D's nuts.
Yeah, I'm getting fired because of DEIs.
What?
Where are all the white Hancocks? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Where's the white Hancocks at?
I'm just asking questions.
Does Hancock throw a guy into space?
He throws a little boy into the sky. It's pretty good. Hancock's a very funny movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. He saves a little boy, but he does throw him into the sky.
Yeah. Well, no, he does it because he's pissed off. The little boy's pissed him right off. Hancock's funny. It's not what I would call a good movie, but when we rewatched it like a couple years ago, so entertaining.
Rewatch it. That was my first time.
Whoa. Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Are we got any swings for the fences?
Hancock has gone bad and is the villain of Hancock 2.
Okay.
They accidentally make it woke and they call the movie Mary Hancock. And Charlize Theron's the main character.
I think that it's going to be either they're going to go way too hard in one of two directions. It'll either be way too gritty and like it'll feel like a Snyder movie. And people will be like, this is out of touch.
It won't feel like a Snyder movie if they did that. It'll feel like Kraven the Hunter.
Yes, Or they go in the other direction.
And it becomes Venom.
It's either going to go Kraven or Venom.
My swing for the fence is that, they will set up for a Charlize Theron solo spin-off film at some point.
Although,
during that.
I will say, Will Smith was in Suicide Squad. So he knows. Movies can be very bad.
Well, he was also in Gemini Man. I mean, he
really knows.
He knows.
But Gemini Man at least used new technology or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
When was the last time Will Smith made a good movie?
What was the one he won the Oscar for? And then he became barred from most movies.
King Richard.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those movies where it's like, the movie's fine, I guess. Good performance. A real complete unknown situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, recently, good movie. Not great, good.
Nice.
Okay, nice.
Chalamet, good actor.
Yeah.
Weasel, though. Weasel.
He's got a good weasel face energy.
I got a lot of time for him.
Yeah.
That should have been his Wonka. Weasel Wonka.
That's true.
Wonka is ripe for weaseling.
Yeah.
Wonka, I mean,
he kind of weasels a bit.
Have you seen Wonka?
I have seen Wonka. He's not a weasel.
He milks a giraffe.
Yeah, that's not weasel behavior. Awesome. Weasel behavior, I mean, he's stealing. Weasel behavior is going into the zoo under the cover of darkness and sucking the giraffe teat for the delicious giraffe milk.
Sucking it that's fucking weasel dry, behavior. Dude.
I mean, he dogs all of his friends and makes them keep pretending to work at that fucking laundromat that they're stuck at so he can sneak out and sell chocolate.
Yeah, that's not weasel behavior.
Not weasel
though.
Enough.
Weasel behavior is that's too scheming for a weasel. Weasel is like, you know, kind of like
you
whatever
want it to be like a root rat.
No, not root rat. Well, like, I mean, also good, but like that's not really. I want him to be like doing everything he can so he can eat some roast chicken.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
He's just doing everything that he can. It's a bit dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the last five, you know what? I'll expand to the last seven roles of Will Smith's career because
they're funny.
Yeah. So starting. Most recently, we've got Bad Boys Ride or Die, which is Bad Boys 4.
Mm-hmm. Apparently an incredible film.
I've heard good things.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe keeps basing its entire vibe off Bad Boys.
Yeah, so it has to be good.
Emancipation was a movie before that. Don't know what that is. I think it was an Apple TV movie, which means it might as well not exist.
Yeah,
that's fair.
King Richard, which is the movie he won the Oscar for. Then we have Life in a Year. No, he's a producer in that. That one doesn't count. Then we've got Bad Boys for Life. So out of the last four movies, he's made two Bad Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Then prior to that, we've got Spies in Disguise, where he plays a pigeon.
Yes, very good.
And before that, Gemini Man. Mm-hmm. And another movie called Dads. Yeah. Oh, that's a documentary.
Okay.
Then he was in Aladdin.
Student of the Year 2, where he played himself.
And then prior to that, Bright.
And prior to that, Collateral Beauty, which is... Do you know about Collateral Beauty?
No. Wait.
Oh, Collateral Beauty is like one of the biggest misfire movies of all time. Will Smith's career sucks now. Collateral Beauty is the hired actors to get over grief movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I did hear about that piece of garbage.
Yeah.
God,
like, it's... In, it's just like, for people that don't know, read the plot of Collateral Beauty, but it's like Will Smith's wife died and to help him, but they need him. They pretty much try and inception him by hiring actors to play angels and manipulate his grief into signing over the company.
Oh my God.
But that's seen as the right thing to do in the movie.
That's awesome. He really has not made a lot of great movies, hey?
That's a strange film. Also, yeah.
Seven Pounds is also...
You've seen 7 Pounds? Yeah. It's given me a lot of 7 Pounds. Yeah. Vibes, and that movie sucks.
Oh, yeah. If you're in a bus crash or whatever, you should kill yourself so that you can give your organs to the victim.
Give your eyes to a little boy.
Yeah, yes. Survivor's guilt is real. Kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's
Collateral
with
Beauty
a jellyfish. That's the movie.
Manipulated... Manipulation is good.
I think it's really funny if I, like, right now gave my eyes to a little boy, but then, like, I sort of, like, acted like he owed me. I just go over, I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing?
I can't see anymore because you have my eyes, dude.
What's mom cooking for dinner?
So you can't need to tell me these things.
Hey, man.
You're like my seeing eye boy because those eyes are mine.
I find out the family's going on vacation. I'm like, oh. I'd love to go to Disneyland. I did give your boy eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see the rides anymore, but I can feel them.
Yeah.
And that's actually exciting.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't have to take me, but I could always take the eyes back.
Same.
Will Smith has made maybe 5 good movies.
Yeah. He's really one of those actors where you're like, oh, classic actor. And then you're like, what movie do I like him in?
Hitch.
Yeah, Hitch.
Independence Day.
Men in Black.
Bad Boys 1 and 2, haven't seen.
Although
I think 1's bad, 2 might be good. They go for so long.
Public Enemy, maybe.
Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State.
All is forgiven because he also plays Bagger Vance in The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Classic magic golf movie.
Yeah.
What's that one?
In Black?
No, it's got Jersey Girl, Sutherland in it.
iRobot?
He's in iRobot.
Yeah.
Pursuit of Happiness? No, not that one. That was one of his kids.
That's the one where he's poor and it sucks. But then he's alright.
Then he
plays
figures it out.
Gay man, and he's just like white people have a poor black friend.
Is it The Secret Life of Bees?
Not The Secret Life of Bees. It's an early
He's in Wild
film.
Wild West.
Jim West, Desperado.
The 6 Degrees, maybe? Something Separation?
6 Degrees of Separation?
That's the one.
Made in America? You know, he's done some films.
Yeah, he's definitely done some films.
Yeah, but really, I think, you know, in terms of how many have been good.
Well, he makes movies
He's not batting 100.
Every, like, couple of years he makes a movie where the movie's not good, but his performance is good, so he gets awards buzz, and then...
Because
you got Ali, Pursuit of Happiness. I mean, 7 Pounds was meant to be that, but they fucked that up. Concussion.
Okay.
What was that movie where him and his son go to an island?
After Earth.
After Earth.
He made Focus, which is the movie where him and Margot Robbie are thieves.
could you this film?
He's made funny movies. He's in Jersey Girl.
Yeah. He plays himself.
Awesome.
Whoa.
He should have played Bagger Vance instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ben Affleck, I think, is like a PR guy or whatever. And like, Will Smith is like.
Ben Affleck's career needs an uptick. Mm-hmm. Ray from Jason Bateman, he's dead.
Cut. Yeah.
But they still need another PR guy.
We get Jersey Girl back.
We get the Jersey Girl sequel, secretly.
Yeah. It's the Jersey Girl Ben Affleck.
Yeah. You're right. Done.
Lock it in.
Could Will Smith do a Sweet Hancock rap?
Whoa, yeah. I hope he does. What rhymes with Hancock? Slammed cock. Jam I'm cook. Hancock, and I slammed my cock in the car door.
Yeah, they call me Jam Cock, because my cock's still stuck in the car door.
Yeah. Damn, my cock has been slam cock.
Damn cock.
I'm Hancock, because damn, my cock slammed into the car door.
He's really just got his.
He's not really.
The rap is. It's about that time that Hancock got his cock stuck in the car door.
Yeah, he got car cocked.
I don't know if this is what I would have picked for the opening and closing credits of this movie. But I mean, I'm not the, you know,
I'm the
artist.
Producer, yeah. But the, you know, making this film, and they had a vision and they went for it.
I slammed my cock in the car door. Yeah, ow!
Damn, cock!
Damn, cock, you're in the car door.
They call me Hancock.
Ham cock, because my cock it was so mashed by the car that it sort of resembles like ham a bit.
I hate the damn car, damn cock.
He's saying cock? Like
damn cock? Damn, what's cock? Happening?
Car. No, I hate the car. The car hates my cock.
Yeah, hates my cock because it's slam. It's slam my cock in the car door.
And it's jam cock.
And it's jam because it's jammed in the car door now. To car pull it out.
Whose car's this? Damn cock. They're saying it's Hancock's? It's my damn car jammed cock?
In this car cock.
They're saying it's Hancock? It's my damn cock.
It's my damn cock in this car.
In the car door. Wow, I wish there was music or a beat.
I mean, did they record this in an original version of Hancock 2 where he got his cock stuck in the car?
No, they could have the beat like be like the door slamming.
Oh, yeah. Slam, slam, slam,
slam, slam.
Oh!
Oh, there goes my cock. Jammed in the car. They call me Hancock.
I'm Hancock, and I wish I could. I'll have to hand my cock to an EMT.
Because it's slammed
it's
cock.
Slammed cock, and it's been severed.
Yeah. At first, they thought it was just jam cock.
But now it's severed cocked.
Yeah, and they call me Hancock, and I'm missing my damn cock.
Was this, was there an original, maybe like this was going to be more relevant to the movie? I don't know how.
But it's...
Just walking around and then bam, cock, gone, stuck in the car.
Does it really sound like just rap? Like... Sounds like sort of bizarre sort of beat poetry.
It's like Hancock has this major problem of getting his cock stuck in a car.
Funny because you'd be watching it like there's no scene in the movie where that happens and you're like, did that happen prior to the events? Am I meant to be watching it thinking his penis has been reattached by EMTs?
Is this what happens after the events?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be made more confusing by the fact that halfway through the movie there'll be a line being like, glad my cock's never been stuck in a car.
He knew that it was a possibility.
He was coming.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What's that? What the hell's going on?
I love this movie.
Me too. It's great. Yeah. But no, it'll be nice if they could get Zendaya playing a big piece of shit. But also I like that it's not that Zendaya is in this, it's that Will Smith is like, I hope we can get Zendaya.
Yeah.
So really it's
all we really have right now is that Will Smith had a big idea. But I'm excited to find out what that is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited. And I really, I can't wait to see the gang back.
Oh, me neither.
For Hancock to Hancock into the universe.
Oh, big time.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it should be good stuff.
Now, we've got some emails.
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
From all you baseless heads out there.
Email time,
bitch! You can be one of these things that I read out if you email bsboyspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, right. Email us what you think of our rap.
Yeah. Got any other words that rhyme with Hancock?
We genuinely can't think of a single one, apparently.
Hancock, jammed cock.
Slammed cock.
Damn cock. Ham cock.
Bam cock.
Bam cock.
Severed cock.
A jam cock, because there's so much blood and penis juice. Sort of looks like jam.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, me too. The line penis juice is really
evocative.
It's really
evocative.
It's been a disgusting episode of baseless speculation.
Only because of that one line.
And the gaping mustard.
Ron Gaper's mustard.
Ron Gaper's, are you kidding me?
I forgot about Ron Gaper's.
Yeah, let us know, I guess, BS Boys, if you would try Ron Gaper's mustard. Delicious mustard.
Would you like it if you could reach into your gaping asshole and just simply pull out the shit?
Yeah, grab it in your hand and just put it in the toilet.
Yeah.
Glove or no? Yeah. Anyway,
up to you.
Thomas emails in. Hi, BS Boys. Well, why is it the new trend to turn beloved animated movies into a live action version? Why can't the sanctity of a fun visual medium be kept and instead has to be turned into a CGI version? Thank you, Thomas.
I saw an interview with the guy, or I read a line that the guy who's making the live action How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, which is, I believe, is the same director who made the animated
and
one.
And he was like, at first I thought the idea was horrendous, It made me sick to think about ruining the animated movie, but then I thought, if it has to happen, I guess I'll be the guy to do it. So what that tells me is that there's some mandate from on high.
I think
it's an easy cash in for a franchise. Yeah. And also, studios still have it in their head that cartoons mean babies.
Yes.
So something like How to Train Your Dragon, if they remake it into live action, they're like, fuck. It's like dragons and castles, so like we could get like a PG rating, and teens will be like, "Fuck, this is like a thousand Game of Thrones."
Yeah, we are going after that Game of Thrones audience, whereas the cartoons are for babies.
Mm.
Whereas this, we're getting like, you know,
what's his name, Toothless or Toothy?
Toothless,
Toothless. I think it's Toothless. Yeah, yeah.
Good film.
Good, great movie.
I've heard that they become even better.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I've heard that they become quite
the emotional arc.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, they're I think good. As well, there's some idea.
How to Train Your Dragon and Avatar, not the good Avatar, the other Avatar, the cartoon Avatar, and the same the same thing in my head where it's like, no, it's in depth and stuff, and I'm like, okay.
I liked the Avatar one when I was forced to see it.
Korra is bad now, apparently.
Yeah, I heard that.
Korra was always bad.
No, she was good.
No, she was good, but then she did a bad thing.
Well, no,
that's canon.
Yeah, but
it's always been canon.
No, but it's a different thing. It's a different thing.
Yeah, no,
a bad thing at the end, though. She just goes into the spirit realm with her girlfriend.
Then she let loose some shit.
Maybe. No, a guy sort of fucks her up.
Yeah.
Steals her
spirit juice
or something.
Now there's a new Avatar, I think.
Yeah, it's set in the future where
Korra is seen as a villain.
Yeah, she fucked it.
Yeah. And they're like, now we hate Avatars, and if you're the last Airbender a third time, we'll kill you.
Go to hell, dude.
This is coming from a guy who has seen maybe one episode. So if I'm wrong, I do not care.
That's fair.
I remember seeing an episode. This is an episode that made everyone cry, and I just remember sitting there, and everyone was crying, and then everybody looked at me because I wasn't crying, and they were like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was like, "I don't care."
Is that the fire?
It's
something
with Uncle Iroh doing some shit. He's sad about his dead boy.
I think it was like was that the one where it's like, because the actor died and it was like a kind of a nice send off?
I don't remember.
Because there's that episode that's famous because it's like the villain's origin story and it shows why they went bad.
Yeah.
The firebender kid.
Zuko.
Because there's a famous line in it that people love to show, and it's like a fucking... I'll firebend you, Zuko.
I'll firebend you right in the Hancock. Gonna go like...
bam, cock. On your hand, cock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna brand, cock.
Yeah. Brand, cock. Your hand, cock. With my fire, cock.
Okay. We're getting somewhere.
The episode I was thinking of is called Zuko Alone.
Yeah. I think it was pretty good. The characterization was good. I liked the world building.
Yeah, it was
pretty cool. I don't think I'd ever really watch them again, but I'll probably watch the new one when it comes out.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but again, I think like a lot of it is, it is for that goal, like, you know, we've got to keep the trademark kind of stuff. But even then, I'm like, how much is that true?
Probably not as much anymore.
The trademark deals are usually way longer now. It's just occasional... It's like weird shit, like fucking Sony needs to make Spider-Man movies every certain years, because otherwise Marvel gets the rights back. But
I think as well with...
like a copyright actually lapsing,
it's pretty rare.
Thing. It's like pretty much impossible, because Disney fucked it.
Yeah.
It's over 100 years now.
Yep. I think there is this weird idea that people have of like legitimizing like a property. Like it makes me think of when they're like, oh, this Marvel... or this fan theory or this Marvel character, you see them in a live action movie. Obviously, I don't feel this way, but people are like, now they're real. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Previously, they weren't really real. They were just in comic books, which is for babies.
Yeah.
Now they're in Marvel movies, which is for grown-ups.
Like
it kind of feels like it's the same thing.
People get excited with the Star Wars TV shows when they put in Clone Wars characters, and it's like, well, they're real life now. But yeah, when you're getting a movie remade, they're taking an animated film and making it live action. There's two major reasons. One, they think that animation is for babies. Two, they don't really need to put in that much effort because they've got the script and they know what they need.
Yeah,
I know the scripts aren't exactly
the
same.
And the storyboard.
Yeah. And they can just film it again and be like, sweet, we made the same. Yeah, we made money.
There's
again.
A bit more money for us.
We filmed it in front of the volume or whatever.
Yeah.
We did not pay our CGI artist a cent. And guess what? We made so much money.
Well, it's more just like... not even like cutting corners, even if they like make the movie properly, it's just like it's a safe-ish bet.
Well, it's
Lion King made $1 billion.
Exactly, right? It's also like you don't have to be that creative in a weird way.
Yeah.
Like all the creative juices have already, you know, been slopped up.
Plus, you know, you got to think about it as well with that idea of like, if it's live action, it's legitimized. Because, you know, How to Train Your Dragon came out in like 2007 or something.
Yeah.
So like the people who saw it as children are now adults.
And take their kids maybe to have go kids. See it.
And the yeah. kids, like, I don't want, like, you know, oh, that's that, you know, maybe they show that they're their kids. I like that cartoon. Well, now we can go to the cinema.
And see the real, it kind of makes this feeling of like, this is the real one. Like, as though they made an animated movie because they didn't have the budget for
Again, it's just like, hey, this is for, you know, this is a G-rated film.
Yeah.
Let's
take
your children and we can make money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a safe bet.
So, yeah, it's fine. And, like, if you watch them and you like them, it's fine. They're not, they're just, safe. Like, kind of nothing.
Yeah.
Shows in, like, safe. It's not, they're not bad.
Yeah. Mm. They're not breaking new ground.
Yeah.
They don't want to,
but the stories are usually good.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, if the first one was good.
And they don't want to, like, deviate from that. Because people, like, you know, be mad at them, so they tend
they
not
made
to.
Gaston gay, maybe. And people are going to burn down Disney.
Yeah.
Can't believe Disney went woke or not, maybe.
Yeah.
Not Gaston, the other guy. Or was it Gaston?
No, it's Gaston's little guy.
Yeah.
He dances with a man at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's so funny because they were like, he's gay now. Look out, dude. Woke Disney's come for you. But actually, I think more often than not, it's like the joke is that he's gay for Gaston.
Yeah.
So it's actually played for laughs.
That's
how
fair
gay
enough.
He is.
If
you're
gay for Gaston, I mean,
I'm gay for Gaston.
Yeah, I mean, like,
we're all a little bit gay for Gaston.
I'm gay as fuck for Gaston.
So many fucking eggs,
dude.
That's all I
need.
That's
the way
to
my heart. What a man eats 12 dozen eggs.
Oof.
I'm like, your guts must be fucked. What are you going on a date?
Yeah. Well, speaking of, your guts must be fucked.
Yeah.
Tell me to fuck your guts.
Yeah. You wear what? Top bottom. What do we feel?
Yeah.
What are we feeling, Gaston?
Can I scramble your eggs?
Yeah.
How are we feeling about that? How do we feel about that, Gaston?
I think if someone eats 12 dozen eggs, I'm like, that's the
12
most.
12 dozen eggs is so many fucking eggs.
Yeah, but
eggs.
Also that's massive bottom energy.
Yeah.
No one's eating 12 dozen eggs and then not getting bottomed.
Yeah.
It could be, steroid and a bit steroid.
Yeah.
Got to get all that protein.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Gaston.
Yeah, dude,
thank you for your email, Thomas?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or your actual name.
Joshua?
Sure. I've moved on.
Yeah,
fair enough. John email. Thank you for your email.
Next email is from Max. Bold claim here for the very, very start of their email. I don't think JD has ever seen Peep Show. Hi, boys. Love the show. But a couple of weeks ago, you were doing an impression of Peep Show, but in Marvel and JD's impressions make me think he has never seen the show and was trying to fake it to seem cool. Please confirm and or sue me for libel and or slander from Max. How do we feel, JD?
Cold eyes of scrutiny.
First of all, if you thought I was faking that I'd seen Peep Show and then faked it in an episode, then you called me out.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping me from faking it a second time.
Second of all, I haven't seen
all of Peep Show, but I've seen like the first five or six seasons.
I think it's only seven seasons.
I feel like I've seen five there.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a single episode.
It's really good.
Yeah.
What? I can't remember my impression. It's Mark and Jez talking, and they both suck shit, but that's funny.
Yeah. Mm. They're awful guys, and nothing good happens to them.
Jez is always like, oh, Mark, you've got to stick up your ass.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, Jez, get your life together. And then Super Hands is like, I love drugs.
I smoke so much crack.
And then he gets sober towards the end and it sucks. But then he gets married.
He gets sober and then he gets immediately. It's a great scene.
They eat a dog.
Yeah, they eat a dog.
Earlier.
They eat a dog, you say. It's really cool.
Do they kill the dog accidentally?
Yeah, Jez runs over it with his car.
That's
and
right.
And then, they're like, we got to get rid of it, so they set it on fire, but it doesn't burn in time.
And then the two ladies
that they're trying to have a crack at, they end up on a boat, and Jez is holding the cook's dog in, like, a foil. And she's like, what do you got there? And he's like, turkey, but it's all mine. And then he eats it.
Yeah.
And then they discover that they've eaten the dog.
Mm.
And then a lot of people hate that episode. Not this guy.
No, I think that's...
No, people fucking loathe it. Whenever you see, like, what's the worst Peep Show episode, that one often comes up.
But I think what I was going to say was, with that Peep Show episode, though, I think that people see it as like, whoa, that was too far.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Scott Tenenbaum episode of South Park.
But they're like, oh, that's fucked up that they did that.
Yeah. They killed and ate a dog?
Yeah.
My Mark and Jez would never do that. They only do... Very
wholesome,
other
wholesome.
Fucked up.
Which is really
stuff.
Funny because in the first episode, there's a throwaway line where Mark says he kicked a dog to death. So.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah.
Next email from Solaris Wieson.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, BS Boys, you activated my Google in the Brave New World reaction episode, and the below is what it wanted me to send you.
Okay.
Fuck you, then just his send, just hit send, it's as simple as that, and then, and when I'm bleary-eyed in the mornings, I can quickly open that. Thanks.
That's really cool. I hope we get more gibberish from this.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Please just send, just like Simlish is what I want to start receiving.
That would be really nice. That'd be really nice.
Thank you for your email.
Thank you for your email. We appreciate that. And of course, you know, if you want to email us in your gibberish,
please do.
Please do. And you can email us in at bsboyspod@gmail.com. And I guess we'll see you in the funny pages.
Yes.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the Mias Boys.
And hey, I've been Joel.
And I've been Jackson. And I've Hancock.
And I've also been Joel. I'm Mark, but I'm just pretending to be Mark. Oh.
Cock.
Ancient history. Yeah. It's all ancient history when they're on the bus. And yeah, he's like, I did
business.
He's
like, Mark's going to hate this, hate this, but I'm going to say it anyway. And it's good.
Yeah.
I like when super hands is fixing Mark's water heater while his wife, Sophie, his ex-wife, is giving birth. Yeah. And Mark's freaking out about his water heater. He finds out Superhands is the guy that's doing it. Superhands is like, yeah, it's like just like wet Lego. That's funny.
I like when Mark has the important meeting to impress Sophie.
You probably impress Johnson, his boss.
Yeah. Well, it's when Johnson's just been involved. And anyway, he doesn't organize a presentation in time. And then Jess is like, that's okay, Mark. You can just run away.
Yeah.
The option to run away is there. And then he just runs away from a meeting.
It's so good. That's and then good. He goes in and says he's got cancer and he's dying. Fuck, man. Peep Show rocks.
Peep Show is really
good. It's a really good show.
I really like when Superhands is like, Mark, you can't. It's like, Mark, people like Coldplay and voted for Hitler. You can't trust people, Mark.
God, what a good show.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
I've watched Peep Show. See?